Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you for the kingdom of God. And we thank you, Lord, that you described your kingdom as the seed of a mustard. Father, we just ask you to give us revelation today and understanding of what you are saying to us in the scripture. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So our scripture is found in Mark 40, verses 30 and 32. And this is Jesus talking. And again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." Jesus tells a parable using one of the smallest seeds known to the people in that day, and that was the mustard seed. And he used the mustard seed to describe the majestic kingdom of God. Parables were stories that Jesus shared that represented everyday things such as flowers and birds and seeds to describe spiritual truths and realities that they had never seen. So no one had ever seen the kingdom of God, and Jesus was describing so that the people could get a visual of what the kingdom of God was going to be like. So, you know, you wonder, why would he use this small little mustard seed, which is no bigger than a speck of dust? You saw them in the man's hand, how small that mustard seed is. Because the mustard seed seems so insignificant to compare it to the kingdom of God. But in some way, Jesus was trying to get a message across from us, and we're just going to take a look at some characteristics of the mustard tree. They used it for flavoring food, and its leaves were edible. And some believe that if prepared properly, the plants had medicine properties to it. And also, it was kind of a nuisance plant. It actually grew to be about 10 to 12 feet tall. It was about the size of a man's arm. And it wasn't an attractive plant. And if you put it in your garden, it would take over the garden. And some of you know how that goes. You learn by trial and error. I'm not going to plant that plant in the garden again because it will just take over. But that's what this mustard seed did. So the mustard plant was a common, ordinary shrub that had things about it that people really liked and people didn't like. So we wonder why he chose that. And I'm going to share with you three thoughts that I gained from the scripture and the study of this little mustard seed. Number one, I believe Jesus chose the mustard seed because it was so small and so insignificant. Because in 1 Corinthians 1:27 through 29, the scripture says, "But God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him." God chose the foolish things, the weak things, the lowly things, and the despised things to confound the wise and shame the strong. And the reason? So that no one may boast before him. Jesus described the kingdom of God as a humble little mustard seed. We often hear about the place to go or the best place to attend church because the most popular people are there, or the wealthiest politicians are there, or who's who, you know, in America attends that church. And so people want to gather in that place because of who goes there. But God wants us to gather into church, not to see who goes there, but to see Jesus. I think the message is that Jesus doesn't want people to get too excited about themselves. He wants them to get excited about what he can do through us. Amen? What he can do in our lives. What the Word of God can do in a person's life. The Word of God is the change agent. Our country is trying to get rid of the Word of God, taking it out of schools, and it's reflecting on the behavior of students. When you remove God's word, something's going to fill in that void. And we've seen what's filled in the void is not good, because people need the Lord. People need the word of God. Hallelujah. It changed us. It changed me. It changes you. It continues. I was talking with Linda before service, and I said, you know, the word of God is the change agent. It is what makes the difference in a person's life. It seems small and insignificant just to place a Bible somewhere. Yet, God has a plan for a person to encounter his word just when they need it. God is faithful. He wants us to get excited about being his ambassadors and citizens of the kingdom of God. When we gather together to hear what the Lord is saying to us, to receive encouragement. Yes, we're happy to see one another. We're blessed to have church families. But the reason to attend a place shouldn't be because who else attends the place? We come into the house of the Lord to meet with the Lord. It's the Lord's house. Hallelujah. And I thank God that he's here. So he wants us to get excited about what he can do in us and through us. And that's part of the reason he chose the mustard plant to represent his kingdom. He wanted us to keep our eyes off ourselves and focus on him. The second thing, I think, is Jesus chose the mustard seed for his parable because of its size. He used it because even something as small as a mustard seed has miraculous power within it. Think about it. A seed not much bigger than a pinhead had within it the power to become a towering tree, the biggest plant in the garden. Now, there's no scientist alive that can duplicate that kind of miracle. Likewise, the kingdom of God, the church, has the power to do things that no human institution can emulate. We are a mighty force in the earth, and God wants us to see our identity in him, that the kingdom of God is advancing. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And we are advancing in the earth. And the enemy is unleashing everything he can to stop us and to contain us. But the miraculous seed of the word of God and the kingdom of God that is on the inside of us is greater than anything the enemy can throw at us. Amen. It's miraculous power, wonder working power on the inside of us. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 3:11 that no one can lay any foundation other than the one that is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the foundation of our life, of our church, of the kingdom of God. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. In other words, we cannot duplicate what God intends to do in His church. God's power in the church has a life within it that defies understanding. And it all starts with this small seed inside of our hearts. The seed of the gospel of the kingdom. And once that seed takes root and it begins to grow, that life becomes filled with the power of God and it takes over. You see, God wants to take over. We give ourselves away so God can use us. He has a plan for each one of our lives. Thank you, Lord. I read a story in Christianity Today, and it was written by a Harold Miller, and he told of the change that God had brought to the natives in the Amazon. And he wrote, this is what he wrote, "Just one generation ago, there were fearful, aggressive, and animistic people. All their contacts with outsiders were marked by violence, but now they've been transformed." One missionary writes that since embracing faith in Christ, the men of those tribes are more tender with their wives and children. The native believers have problems like Christians anywhere else, but they more than most can appreciate the difference between before and after Christ. And there was an anthropologist that recently went and visited the tribe and started criticizing the missionaries that were there. And he said, "Christianity is for the white man. You people should go back to your old religion and your old ways." And one of the tribal church leaders looked at the anthropologist for a moment and said, "Yes, and if we did, you'd be the first one in the pot." Jesus chose the mustard seed because of the humility it represented and because of the life-giving power it had within it. And then the third thing, and this is my final point. Lastly, God chose a mustard plant to represent His kingdom because the mustard seed has to die in order to give life. That little seed that's going to grow into this big tree must be planted in the earth and die. 1 Corinthians 15:35-38 says, "But someone may ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body as He has determined, and to each kind of seed He gives its own body." In other words, a seed has to die to bring life. And was it possible that Jesus was saying that in some way, in order for the kingdom of God to come into being, He had to die? Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:2-4, that by this gospel you are saved, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. So in other words, Jesus had to die and be buried in order to give life to His church and to us. Romans 5:8-10 tells us that Jesus demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So since we've been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? It's amazing how a tiny mustard seed could say so much about Christ's kingdom. And as I studied this passage, there is so much more to it than just the 3 points that I just gave you. But the very idea that Jesus used the small seed, no larger than a speck of dust, being used to describe the power and the majesty of what Jesus did to create his kingdom is astonishing. And in Matthew, we're told, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Faith the size of that little mustard seed that you saw in the man's hand is all we need. You see, your own mind will play tricks on you and tell you that you need so much more. But Jesus said, just the size of a mustard seed, and nothing is impossible to you. Let's pray this morning. Father, thank you so much for your word. Continue to teach us about your kingdom, God. Continue to teach us about the power of the kingdom and the majesty. Lord, continue to lead us and guide us in your truth. Lord, that our lives will give you glory every day. Help us, God, to make every day count. When we get out of bed in the morning, Lord, that the devil gets nervous because the saints are getting up out of the bed and they are beginning to advance the kingdom of God and your agenda for the day. God, I thank you for all of the jobs that we have, for our places of responsibility. Everywhere that we go, let it be a pulpit for each one of us, a platform of ministry that we can be instruments. That's what I hear the Lord saying, instruments of righteousness, instruments of righteousness. Thank you for our River of Life family. Lord, I pray that you continue to bless them, strengthen them. Continue, Lord, to strengthen our families. Draw us closer to one another and draw us closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.